So am I.
Well, count my vote for Ag, Mike Nag.
Your vote counts. Vote Republican Mike Nag for Secretary of Ag on June 5th.
Paid for by Mike Nag for Iowa Agriculture.
This is Mike Nag, and I am proud to approve this message.
And welcome in, everyone. It's time for another Experience Marshalltown show, and we've got a familiar guest, Michelle Sponheimer, along, of course, with Val. Val Ruff is hosting the show.
Thank you, Kyle.
I probably should have given you top billing. I'm sorry.
I know.
I apologize.
Now I don't. You spoiled the surprise.
It's kind of your show. So.
Well, anyway, welcome in, Michelle.
Thanks.
We're glad you're here.
Thank you.
And we are going to be talking about Busby Mead, the meadery.
Yes. And yeah, I'm putting on a different hat.
Yeah,
today.
You're putting on a different hat. And so we're going to be talking about, and I'm super excited about this opportunity. Michelle and Wayne Sponheimer have created this amazing meadery, and we want to talk. And so when we say meadery, you can't see our face, but it's M-E-A-D as in David, Mead.
That's
so
right.
So tell us a little bit about mead. It's an old...
It is.
Artesian art.
Yeah, it's actually the commonly kind of accepted as the oldest fermented beverage, so predating wine and beer, but it's a alcoholic beverage made with honey as the base sugar. So we always tell customers, if you think of grapes to traditional wine or barley to beer, honey is to mead.
And oh, there you go. That's a great analogy.
Yep. It just kind of brings it around and tells you. So, you know, that was what they were first doing. We think, you know, those Vikings may have just accidentally kind of stumbled across some fermented honey at some point and gave them that liquid courage they needed to go out and do their battles. And
there
then,
you go.
You know, kind of fell out of favor once we learned how to cultivate, you know, grapes and other grains and things like that a lot easier, where it was a lot harder to go and scrounge around that honey.
But, yeah.
Things are changing, and so now we have a little bit more access to honey, and so you're starting to see meaderies grow at a pretty steady rate. It's one of the fastest growing segments in the industry.
Oh, is it really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I always say it's, you know, it's interesting because you have, you can say it's the fastest growing. So if you have one and then you add another one, you've doubled. But there's still only two.
Yeah.
So,
well, and the exciting thing about your meadery is that it's the only one in Marshall County.
Yes, we are. And, you know, we're really the first exclusive meadery in the state. There's several other wineries that have a mead or two. There's a winery down in Southeast Iowa that does a lot of mead. But yeah, we're really excited to be, you know, one of the only one for sure in Marshall County and one of few in the state. So
that's exciting.
It is very exciting.
Another one of those firsts for Marshalltown and Marshall County.
Absolutely.
We've got a lot of those fun things that we can boast.
Pretty proud of that.
So speaking of mead, I mean, how long? I know you've been up and running for some time. When were you established?
Right. So we incorporated the business in 2014, late 2014. It took us a good 2 years almost to get all the licensing done and approvals, and actually the process started and begin making things. So by the time we were able to open our doors, our first sales event was Lynn Creek Art Festival a couple years ago, and so that was a wonderful event. We were so excited to do that. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to be there this year, but it's always been a fun event. And after that, in Labor Day of 2016 is when we opened our tasting room doors. So we've been open for not quite 2 years now.
Wow, has that gone fast, hasn't it?
It has.
I'm sure you're busy.
It is insanely
busy. And what's really fun, Michelle, is to kind of watch that you've kind of created this where, you know, kind of like they do with different types of flavors of beers. Well, it's here now, but it's gone.
Right.
So you better get it. That kind of like that urgency that, and of course, I just have to say my favorite, and I love your tasting room. I think you guys have done a beautiful job, is the lemon.
Which is back
on
Sunday.
I saw that.
Yes, so. Our Sweet Bee Lemon Mead is by far our most popular and bestseller. And it's just like honey lemonade. It's so refreshing in the summer. And so we are actually, my husband is probably home right now filtering it and preparing to bottle as we speak. And so we're hoping to have, you know, all that ready to go. So come Sunday is when we'll have that available.
And yes.
We will have a limit of one per person for bottle sales to take home, but we'll be serving by the glass during the event.
Great. Yeah, and we are going to talk a little bit about an event that you have coming up this weekend. But so let's talk a little bit about the process of how mead is, what's the process of fermenting it.
So mead, it's a lengthy process compared to some other alcohols. It does take us a good 4 to 6 months on average for most of our meads. Some of them go up to a year in time. So we really have to plan ahead. It's not something you just kind of spur the moment and say, I'm going to make this for the weekend. We really need to be thinking about stuff 6 months in advance. And it's essentially a combination of water and honey. And if we're including fruits, we're doing that typically in the early stages. If we're doing spices, that might be at a later point. And that ferments with yeast. And as it's done fermenting, we transfer it a couple times, perhaps add some more honey if we want it to be sweet. And then it's pretty much ready to go. And so we bottle it up. And when we bottle it, it's ready to drink. And we always say it's meant to be enjoyed.
There you go. Don't want it sitting on the shelf very long.
You know, it can. You can age it just like you can other wine, but there's no need to.
Okay. So when we come back for our second segment, I want to visit with you a little bit about the honey and where you get your honey and the different kinds of honey and then maybe something that you're starting to dabble in with bees.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be right back.
The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to meet in the middle. The MCVB can help you find the perfect venue to create a memorable meeting, whether planning a conference, meeting, wedding, family reunion, military reunion, or simply meeting friends halfway. Marshalltown is the ideal location, offering a convenient place for guests and attendees to travel with ease. Grant funding may also be available for meeting planners. Call the MCVB today at 753-6645 for more information or go online at marshalltown.org/visit.
Ashley here, and I'm an expert from Earl May Garden Center, here to talk to you about putting down roots. While annuals are great for adding seasonal color, it's good to build a foundation for your landscape by planting a few trees or shrubs or even some blooming perennials. In addition to color and foliage that comes back year after year, you'll attract birds, bees, and butterflies. And right now you can stock up. All of our one-quart perennials are 10 for just $55. Stop by your local Earl May Garden Center today and let us help you find your green thumb.
Who are you voting for in the June 5th primary for Secretary of Agriculture?
Oh, that'll be Mike Nag, of course.
Nag, like egg, right?
Actually, Nag like ag, as in agriculture.
Yes, Mike Nag was appointed by Governor Kim Reynolds, and I hear he's doing a great job as the current Secretary of Agriculture, that's right. Wait, wasn't he Deputy Secretary under Bill Northey, too?
Yeah, that's right. Mike and Bill Northey worked side by side for nearly 5 years, and well, both have been committed to Iowa agriculture. Say, I'm a fourth-generation farmer and continue to be impressed by Mike's dedication to conservation and improving Iowa's water quality and soil health.
Well, seems to me like Mike Nag should stay right where he's at.
Bill Northey enthusiastically endorsed Mike Nag for Secretary of Agriculture, and so am I.
Well, count my vote for Ag, Mike Nag.
Your vote counts. Vote Republican Mike Nag for Secretary of Ag on June 5th.
Paid for by Mike Nag for Iowa Agriculture.
This is Mike Nag, and I am proud to approve this message.
And I'm proud to approve this message from Val Ruff, Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. She is here with Experience Marshalltown. Welcome back.
Thank you, Kyle. So today we have our special guest is Michelle Sponheimer, and we're talking about Busbee Meadery. And Michelle and Wayne have this beautiful attraction.
Yes.
In southern Marshall County.
Yep.
And so I want to welcome you and Michelle, and thank you for taking the time to share this awesome attraction. I love promoting this to people that come to Marshalltown and give them the opportunity, and for bus tours and for people that are here for family reunions, come on out, go on out to the meadery. And
it's great. You know, we often talk about how we kind of feel like we're like the gateway entrance to Marshall County, especially from the metro. A lot of our customers are coming from the Des Moines area. Of course, we love our local customers as well that are visiting us, but it's actually just you know, we're amazed on a daily basis at how far people are traveling to come see us. So the other day we had a gentleman who came from St. Louis, and we were on his track. He had seen our video on traveliowa.com, and he's like, that's where I wanted to stop. And he's like, so you were on my list. And that's so, you know, exciting. We're bringing people in from all over the state and other states. And
that's a great video.
Exciting. That is a wonderful little
Travel Iowa did.
Yeah, go to traveliowa.com and do a search for Made in Iowa. There's five businesses that were featured. We were, you know, grateful to be one of them. It was a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, and they do such a nice job. So that's exciting. People are getting on the Travel Iowa site and they're finding you that way. And
they are.
So that I'll have to check in more often and see where they're all coming from, because that's always fun to know where they've traveled to find you.
You know, one of our most exciting visits was a couple from India. And they were in living in New Jersey, and it was their goal to visit every state before they went back to India. And so when they came to Iowa, they visited the Capitol, the State Fair, and us.
Oh, that's so very flattering.
And they spent probably 3 hours at the meadery just tasting and visiting, a wonderful experience.
Oh, that's
neat. And, you know, so we just, it's neat to see that and to see folks that come from that setting. And people are always coming from out of town that are visiting their family or friends and stuff and things too. And so it's really been just an amazing opportunity to meet so many people.
Yeah. And so I know that we're going to save, you know, the latter part of this next segment to talk about your event. But I want to kind of go back and really quick cover the different types of honey and how I've just gotten educated just by listening to you talk about different kinds of honey with the different kinds of bees and different times of the year. And
yeah, there is. There's a lot of differences. And, you know, in Iowa, we have wonderful light honey throughout most of Iowa. A lot of beekeepers will experience that, where I'd consider it kind of a wildflower honey or clover honey as well. And it's very light, very delicate flavor. And what we love about that is it just absorbs the other flavors that we enhance, you know, with our meads. And so it just takes on a really nice flavor profile for all of our meads. A couple of them, we do use what we call buckwheat honey. In that case, the bees were on fields of buckwheat. So they bring back a really rich, dark, almost molasses-like honey. And so it's completely opposite, you know, of our traditional wildflower honey. And so we use that in a traditional dark, which almost has a whiskey and water type of flavor to it. We're just about sold out of that one. I think we had one bottle left on the shelf yesterday. And we have coming up, we're going to be using it in a ginger snap for the fall. So it'll be like a ginger snap cookie. So we use the cinnamon, ginger, and that molasses-like honey. And then we use it in our triple buzz, which we usually do small release opportunities, which is chocolate and coffee and that honey. So we like playing with those different flavors, but other honeys you see from around the country include like orange blossom honey. So that's when the bees are in the orange groves. And so they're bringing back a different flavor to that honey as well. So it's really interesting.
I know. It is very interesting. I always thought that was fun. So the other thing that I want to cover is I know that you've had quite a few awards.
Yeah.
And so I want to congratulate you on that. I know you guys have done such a nice job. And I don't know if there's anything you want to share about some recent awards that you've just received.
We call it the Super Bowl for Mead Makers. It's called the Mazer Cup International. It's a competition that's held in Colorado every year. And we just recently, this past spring in March, our Sambucus Sipper, which is an elderberry, a dry red, won a gold medal at that in its category. So, you know, over 600 commercial entries. And so we were just astonished, you know, to be able to get that, very honored. And our Sweet Heat, which is another one of our most popular meads, it's our jalapeno mead, it won the year before a silver medal. So, and then we've also had the Mid-America Wine Competition is one we participate in, and we've received several different awards from that as well. So it's fun to do that.
Yeah.
Have somebody else, well, you know,
taste
your stuff.
Well, all that hard work, and you get some awards.
Absolutely.
And so that's exciting. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I know you guys are doing a great job. You're very passionate about, you know, the work that you do with this.
Yeah.
And so I know it's a lot of fun. So so where can folks find information about, I know there's a lot of, with social media, I know you're in a lot of those areas, but what's the best way for folks that are listening today that might want to find out more about the meadery?
Absolutely. If you're on Facebook, check us out on Facebook and follow us. You know, I think we're really close to 2,000 followers, which is exciting.
Yeah.
just those little milestones. But we also do have a website, so you can just do a quick, you know, Google search for Busby Meadery. We should pop right up, and you can follow along on our website that way. And come out and visit us. You know, that's a great way to keep up to date. We have a lot of people who come back frequently to try something new. You know, what's coming out, because our stuff is always changing. It's a very small batch, like you talked about, and so we like to have people come back every few months and, you know, be able to experience what's mm-hmm. what's new. So, follow along online, and then we have an email list if you want to join that and keep updated. So there's lots of ways. So
lots of ways to mm-hmm. get in touch with Buzzed Bee Meadery. Okay, so let's go ahead and let's spend a little time. I know you've got a couple big, I know this weekend's a big event.
It is.
And then let's go ahead and get into that a little bit, and let's tell the listeners what you have going on.
Yeah, so we're kicking off our first music event for the year on Sunday. So we know Memorial Day can be a busy weekend for a lot of folks, and graduation stuff still going on. But we hope, maybe you got a couple hours Sunday afternoon, you're looking for something to do, you can come out to the meadery. It's supposed to be beautiful weather, and we'll have Mark Bailey, who is an independent singer and songwriter and plays guitar, and he's a wonderful customer of ours. That's how we met him. And so he's coming out, and he'll be playing just kind of on the front lawn. So bring your chair, bring some snacks. We'll have mead available, and then we also are now carrying some beers from Fire Trucker. So, for those couples out there who are like, well, one likes to have something a little bit of an option, we do have some options.
Sure. Yeah. And you've added kind of a new feature.
We have. We've added a slushy machine.
I know those are really popular. They are. I know they're popular at wineries, and it was fun to see, because I can only imagine how amazing. Is lemon going to be one of them?
Well, I'm not sure what flavors we're going to use. I might do a peach Bellini.
Oh.
Yeah. Yum. We will be serving, obviously, our lemon, but we'll probably just be serving that by the glass. Okay,
because I was just like, and it's nice and hot, and listening to the, and you guys are up kind of on a hill, and you'll have a beautiful breeze. And so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back for our final segment.
The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to meet in the middle. The MCVB can help you find the perfect venue to create a memorable meeting, whether planning a conference, meeting, wedding, family reunion, military reunion, or simply meeting friends halfway. Marshalltown is the ideal location, offering a convenient place for guests and attendees to travel with ease. Grant funding may also be available for meeting planners. Call the MCVB today at 753-6645 for more information, or go online at marshalltown.org/visit.
When you finally commit to the car you want that car. At Lennox Employees Credit Union, they understand. After you make the decision on which car to get, go see them for the best rate on a loan for that car. New vehicle loans, 2017 and up, as low as 2.5 APR and 2.74 APR for older vehicles going back to 2011 for up to 60 months. Stop by and see how easy the process can be. Get that car you want. Rate is based on credit history, and some restrictions do apply. Lennox Employee Credit Union in Marshalltown. Member NCUA.
The best summer ever is right around the corner, and the Marshalltown YMCA YWCA is offering day camp to make sure kids and teens in Central Iowa are adventurous, active, and healthy this summer. YCAMP programs offer youth fun and unique experiences with an opportunity to explore the outdoors, meet new friends, discover new interests, and create memories that last a lifetime. Each exciting week offers a field trip and time in the pool. There's also STEM, science, engineering, technology, and math activities weaved into the fun-filled curriculum. To ensure all youth have a chance to experience camp, the Marshalltown Y offers financial assistance to those in need. If you're interested in helping kids go to camp this summer, you can make a tax-exempt donation to the Y. The Y for a better us. To learn more, visit www.ymca-ywca.org or call 752-8658.
And welcome back. It's our final segment with Val Ruff.
So if you're just tuning in, we've got Michelle Sponheimer, and we are talking today about one of my favorite attractions here in Marshall County is Buzzbee Meadery. And of course, mead is wine made with honey, and it's a fabulous product. And so Michelle and I have been talking about, the process of mead and some of the wards and the different, the honey and different things like that. So Michelle, I know you've got other things that kind of bring people out to the meadery as well. And I know that you wanted to kind of mention some other things.
Yeah. So in addition to our event this weekend coming up, so come out on Sunday from 2 to 5, we do things like monthly, we do painting, sip and paint kind of deals with Leona. And so she's our instructor and it's a great fun. We have our next one coming up, I believe June 24th, the end of June, we'll have that. And so it's a great way to just kind of relax. You don't have to be an expert painter to do it. You just got to be willing to have fun and maybe drink a glass of mead, you know, while you're doing it, help you relax.
Sure.
But it's a great opportunity. So we try to do fun things like that on occasion as well as our bigger events.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have the biggest event rolling through Marshall County this summer in July.
Right down your blacktop.
Rag Bri. And so it is going to go about half a mile from our place, right down Hart Avenue between Melbourne and Baxter. And so we are gearing up to be ready to welcome, you know, I don't know how many riders onto our property for just a fun afternoon and hopefully a little break in their ride.
Yeah. So gearing up for that's going to be crazy, watching all those bikes coming and going.
It is going to be an amazing opportunity, I have no doubt. So we're planning, we have music, we've got food trucks, you know, we've got shade, which is ever so important for those riders.
Yes.
And so we're looking forward to it. We hope that it's just a real enjoyable thing, but it's hard to plan for. So
I bet.
We're relying on a lot of our wonderful customers and friends who are volunteering efforts that day. And we're looking forward to representing Marshall County well.
Yeah. And I'm sure you're going to do a fantastic job. And so remind the listeners what day that's going to be.
That's going to be, it's day 4 of Rag Bri, which is Wednesday, July 25th. Right. So if you're riding, remember to come and stop and tell us, or if you know people that are riding, let them know where we're at and tell them that it's a good stop to
make
hit.
A pit stop.
That's
there
right.
At Busby.
Yep. And come and try some mead, you know, have a drink, get some food, sit and relax, take a little breather.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Pedal on to Baxter
and then they go from there on to Newton
for the overnight.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So thank you for all you do, Michelle. I mean, you and Wayne do a great job with Busby Meadery. Thank you for all the great stories and the work that you do. And it's always fun to partner with you when we need something to represent Marshalltown or Marshall County. I always make sure we have a bottle of Busby Mead in there to represent our community. And so thank you for being on today.
Thank you.
If you want to share with the listeners really quick how they can get in touch with Busby Meadery.
Yeah, you can stop out and see us at our location at 1755 340th Street, rural Marshall County, right on the county line. Can give us a call at 641-485-1725 or visit us online on Facebook or on our website. So, and look forward to having people out.
Yeah. Thank you for being on the show
today. Thank you.
So I want to take a quick second here to kind of update you on what's going on in the community here. Not as many things as we typically have, but heading into that Memorial Day weekend. So Thursday, if you are so inclined, this afternoon, the Grimes Farm Amphitheater is having their grand opening. So there's some live music, and I think there's also a gentleman who is an expert in snakes, and there's going to be snakes out there. So if anybody either loves or hates snakes, but it'll be a great way to come out and see the amphitheater. I know they've done a great job with that amphitheater. It's a nice addition to Grimes Farm. And then we move to Friday. We want to welcome in those Little League baseball players that are coming in. There's a tournament this weekend. Okay. And then also live at the brewery Friday, 6:30 p.m. There's a live band at the brewery, the Iowa River Brewery. So grab your friends and head out to the patio there. Also at 7 p.m. is Phil Shipley is at the Fiddle and Whistle Friday night races at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds. Then we move to Saturday. We've got the Farmers Market that takes place at the Cartwright Pavilion. And then there's a couple different bands that are going to be playing at Jake's Game Room on Saturday, one at 7 and one at 9. And then we move to Sunday, and we have music at the meadery. Excuse me. And so that starts at 2 o'clock. So if you want to check all that out. If there's anything that you'd like more information on, you can go onto our website at marshalltown.org and click on that event tab and get more information and locations and details. And if you have an event, please take time to put it on the community calendar. Thank you for listening to Experience Marshalltown.